the story. Three men died and they go to heaven. And at the gate, Peter asks them, tells them they can enter in if they answer one question. So he asks the first one, what is Easter? And he answers, well, I think that's a day in November when people come together and as family and they eat turkey and things like that. Wrong. So let's ask the second one, what is Easter? Well, I think that's the one in December where they gather around the tree and have presents. Wrong. So he looks at the third one, and the third one smiles and looks him in the face. He says, what is Easter? And he says, I know what Easter is. Easter is the Christian holiday that coincides with the Jewish celebration of the Passover. Jesus and the disciples were eating at the Last Supper, and he was later deceived and turned over to the Romans by Judas, one of the disciples. And the Romans took him to Pontius Pilate, made him wear a crown of thorns, and he was hung on the cross. He was buried in a nearby cave, which was sealed off by a large boulder. And every year they roll it away, and if he sees, Jesus comes out, and if he sees his shadow, six more weeks of winter. And that's all I'm going to say about Easter. A couple months ago, I gave a lesson on David's mighty men. And we went through those, and one of the men who is not a mighty man, Joab, he was the commander of David's army, and he was considered the man behind David's throne. And if you ask little children, you know, who is Joab, or can you name people from the Bible? They know Noah, they know Adam and Eve, they know David, Solomon, but not many of them know about Joab. And by our standards today, Joab was a cruel and harsh fellow. He was a fighter, one that really had no morals. But in the time of David, in the time of then, they needed men like Joab. Because Joab, he had loyalty for the king, and sometimes he took that a little too far. But Joab was a fighter. A little bit of background about Joab. Joab means Yahweh the Father. And he didn't live up to that name, but that was the name his mother gave him. He was one of three sons of David's half-sister or sister, Zeruiah. And two of his brothers, Abishai and Asahel, were members of David's mighty men. And the only time that Joab is mentioned in the mighty man is that he was the brother of these two men. And Joab, he was commander of David's army. And as long as he was commander of David's army, David never lost a battle, never lost a fight. And he was able to conquer all his enemies using Joab and his two brothers, Abishai and Asahel. Now, Abishai, as we talked about a couple months ago, he by himself killed 300 men with the head of a spear, and he also helped David defeat a giant. I can't remember, is it Izibon? He was a Philistine, and David was being pressed by him, and Abishai came and assisted him in defeating him. Asahel, what is mentioned to him was that he was fleet of foot. And this was to be his downfall, being fleet of foot, because Abner, who was the king's general, when I say king, that was Saul. If you remember, David ruled in Hebron over the house of Judah only. for about 7.5 years. Isbosheth, who was the son of Saul, ruled for about 2 years over all of Israel, other than Judah. And Abner was his general, and it was Abner who put him on the throne. And Abner was a formidable general, as Joab was. And the two of them, when they met at Gibeon, Abner came up with an idea. Rather than they fight, let's pick 12 young men on each side. And so Joab agreed. So Abner picked 12 Benjamites, and Joab picked 12 of his men, and they let him fight. And supposedly the winner of the fight would win the war, but all 12 of them killed each other. So now, what do you do? So Abner, having more men than Joab, pressed Joab to the fight, and a fierce battle broke out. Joab defeated Abner, and Abner, in his defeats, left in a hurry, and Asahel pursued Abner, and Abner had warned him twice to turn either to the left or the right and let him go, but he insisted, and when he caught up with Abner, Abner killed him in the ensuing confrontation. And there Asahel fell, and this angered Joab, and he and Abishai pursued Abner all the way to Israel. And later on, Abner and Isbosheth have a falling out, and Abner then has a meeting with, or turns his allegiance to David. And in doing so, this angered Joab, because Joab's brother had been killed. But remember that Joab's brother was killed in battle, not in a peaceful encounter or not in any other capacity. He was killed in battle. And Abishai and Joab kill Abner outside of Hebron after he left David and swore allegiance, and David had accepted his peace offering. Abner left, and when Joab found out, he was angry, and he sent servants in the name of the king to bring Abner back to Hebron. And then when he arrived, they took him outside the gate and killed him. And David puts a curse on Joab's house in 2 Samuel, 2 chapter, verse 29. Or 3rd chapter, verse 29. He says there, Abner and his men went through... Wrong 29. David says, "May it fall on the head of Joab and all his father's house, and may there not fail from the house of Joab one who has a discharge, or who is a leper, or who takes hold of a distaff, or who falls by the sword, or who lacks bread." Because Joab had killed him out of anger, and he was cold-blooded. So this curse was put on his head. David feared him, and in verse 39 of the same chapter, David says, "I am weak today, though anointed king, and the sons of Zeruiah are too difficult for me. May the Lord repay the evildoer according to his will." David used Joab in a capacity that benefited him, but he was afraid of Joab because Joab was so strong. Joab was a warrior, and he rose to prominence for the battle of the Jebusite citadel. Now, Jebus, as it was called, was Jerusalem. And Joab, at this time, when they went up to siege Jerusalem or Jebus, they had told them that nobody but the sick and lame would enter that city. And so David said, okay, whoever goes up and takes this city will be head of my army, or chief of my army. So Joab went up through the water shaft that came down and fed the city, that gave them fresh water. He went up through the water shaft, and he was able to defeat the Jebusites. And there David took the city of Jerusalem, and it was called the City of David. And that's where he moved his capital at that time. So Joab then became ruler or head of the army, and his exploits were instrumental in conquest of David's enemies. We read in 2 Samuel 8, chapter 8 through 20, Joab had a lot of confrontations with the enemies of Israel, and he at one time had defeated Edom, and it took him 6 months of fighting to do so, and Edom was so terrified of Joab that they waited till Hadad, who was king at the time, he escaped and went to Egypt, and he waited until the death of David and Joab before he returned to Edom. Joab also fought two campaigns against the Ammonites, and at one time, the Ammonites and the Syrians had allied, and Joab and Abishai, who were sieging the city of Rabbah at the time, were caught in the middle. The Syrians on one side, the city on the other, and they were in between. Joab, being the strategist he was, divided his army, and he pursued the Syrians while Abishai pressed the city. And once that the city saw the Syrians running in defeat from Joab, they were able to take it. Joab was also David's enabler, and he was loyal to a fault. In chapter 12, we read about the Uriah the Hittite and how that David had taken his wife in chapter 11, and in order to try to cover it up, he tried to get Uriah home and tried to get him to go with his wife, but she refused, or he refused, because he thought of those men on the plains there fighting. And this was during the siege of Rabbah, by the way. And David finally got a hold of Joab and said, I need you to push for the army and then pull back and leave Uriah in the front. Joab was not for this plan. He tried to talk David out of it, but being loyal to David and the king, he did exactly what he said. And so we had the death of Uriah. It was another time in chapter 24 where David decided to have a census pulled in all of Israel to find out the able-bodied men who would fight. And again, Joab tried to talk him out of it, and he was not successful, and so he did exactly as he was told, and it resulted in a plague on all of Israel for 3 days as a result of David's actions. But Joab carried it out as a good soldier would, and Joab also was a counselor and a friend of the king. He, at times, things weren't going so well with Absalom and the king. Absalom had killed his brother, if you remember, and he was on the outs with his father, and it was Joab who reconciled them. And David accepted Absalom back, but he refused to see him face to face because he had killed his brother. And at that time, Absalom then tried to get a hold of Joab. He asked him twice to come over to his house and try to make amends with the king. And Absalom ignored him, or Joab ignored him. So Absalom sent servants out to burn Joab's field. Well, that got Joab's attention. So he came to see Absalom. And it was at that time that David then reconciled with Absalom. And once again, he was on the good side with him. Shortly after this, Absalom revolted against David. And David had to flee. And it was during this time that Joab was told not to kill Absalom, Joab had heard that Absalom had been caught in the thickets, and he thought it over, and he thought it was for the good of the kingdom that he get rid of Absalom, so he killed him. Once again, David was not happy. He wept over the news of death of Absalom, and he confronted Joab. And it was after this that David changed generals. He appointed Amasa as head of the army over Joab. And Joab, this is Joab's cousin, so it was kind of a slap in the face to Joab. And Joab took that hard. And they had gone, Sheba had rebelled, and David sent the army to quell the rebellion. And it was at this time that Amasa hesitated to go into battle. And because of that, David then sent Abishai, and Joab went with Abishai, and it was at this time that as they met with Amasa that Joash killed Amasa, pretty much the same way he killed Abner. Thought they were friends, and he killed them. And so it was, again, it was a murder rather than killing in battle. And Amasa was on his side. So then, once again, Joab brought back the head of Sheba to David, and he was put back in good graces because he had defeated and quelled the rebellion of Sheba. So he was once more head of the army. Joab's bitter end. In 2 Kings, David, in getting ready for his death, pulled his son aside, Solomon, and told him he needed to kill Joab. He needed to get rid of him. Because Joab had sided with Adonijah, the brother of Solomon, for king. And Adonijah was displaced. Solomon had defeated him, and he took over as king. And because of Joab's choosing the wrong side, Solomon didn't trust him, so he sent Benaniah to find Joab and to kill him. Joab then went to the temple, or went to the tent, and he fell on the altar, and there Benaniah found him, and he drug him outside the tent, and he killed Joab at that time. And that was the end of Joab. We looked at some of Joab's characters. He was an able general. He was able to do what no one else had been able to do. And he was undefeated in battle. He squashed the enemies of David. He squashed the enemies of Israel. And it was at that time that allowed David, and even at the end of his reign, and even Solomon beginning his reign, to have the peace around them was due to the efforts of Joab. He was loyal to a fault. The death of Uriah and the census, Joab opposed King David's request for those, but he carried it out anyway. And that's showing his loyalty to David. Also put him in bad light. He was a stern warrior. He did everything he did for the good of Israel and for the king. He was jealous when Amasa was made commander of the army. And through that jealousy, he killed Amasa. And also, he may have killed Abner for the same reason, because Abner was a formidable general for Israel, and when he made peace with David, Joab may have felt threatened a little bit that Abner may have been put in charge of the army because he was just as able as he was. And in doing so, when he killed Abner, that allowed David then to be king of Israel, because it was shortly after that that Ishbosheth was murdered. Ishbosheth, those two that murdered him, brought the head of Ishbosheth to David, hoping to get maybe a reward in that respect. David reminded him that when the armor bearer brought the news of Saul being killed in the battle and that he had killed and finished him off, David executed that man just as he was going to execute them, and he did. He executed him. We can learn from Joab that we as Christians need to be able and willing to do the things for Jesus and God, that we should be the examples, and that our loyalty to God and to fellow Christians, we should be willing to die even for them. So the lesson's yours. I didn't say anything about Easter, but sometimes we have to look at men like Joab, even though his intentions were good, and that he was an instrument, whether for good or for bad. We can see that our intentions need to be focused as well. We have a song.
Yep.